Welcome, everyone. This is Dan and Cindy DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night AxelMe training broadcast. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is a special broadcast, not the least of which is because I have my special executive producer, Cindy DeMay, joining me for one of the few times that she does it on these broadcasts. I'm pleased and proud to have her with us tonight. We're going to spend a little bit of time, kind of a casual discussion that we're going to have with our group tonight, aren't we, Cindy, about what it means and what you can do to stay on top. That's the theme for tonight's discussion. And we're going to kind of do some stream of consciousness discussion and share some tips and ideas, especially during this time of year. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas to everyone. This is a special time indeed. This is, I think, when Cindy became an executive those many years ago in the business the first time and was able to develop her business and springboard it at this very special time of the year. So welcome, everyone. We're going to have a good time tonight talking about a lot of things that are on our minds. Is that right, Cindy?
Absolutely. Very exciting times. You know, December is probably my favorite time of the year. You know, and whenever I decided or we decided to do this call tonight, you know, so many things ran through my mind. I was like, I don't know if there's enough hours in the day to really go through what I really want to talk about. But I did make some notes and I did think about some things that I thought was really heavy on my heart to talk about, you know, because we're not real fancy people. You know, Dan sounds fancy, but, you know, he's really very down to earth and he's very plain and simple, just like me, you know, and people think, oh, you know, you're so fancy. You guys, how did you do all this stuff? And we're really pretty simple people. And so we just kind of want to talk a little bit about some just some really interesting things, you know, to help, you know, to I'm just looking at that. I'm just looking to see who's on the call with us tonight and everything and see if we're live streaming. I don't want this to go loud, but I wanted to be able to see some of the comments. If you guys had some comments or are not going to answer some of the questions, but I'm not a little sure how to do that. Oh my God. So I guess I better not try to do that.
We were simple, didn't we?
But I lived up to, I don't know how to do anything. Right. So one of the things, I think the thing that we'll talk about first is, you know, just, you know, being clear about what it is that you're doing. You know, when I got in this business, I was so passionate. You know, I really loved the products and, you know, I had never seen anything that gave such an amazing result. And, you know, and it, they always say, if you have a company that you can believe in wholeheartedly and you have are passionate about the products and you have a mentor and a good compensation plan, you can really make some headway. And, you know, I wasn't really remotely interested in grinding out a living, and I really wanted better for myself and for my family. And, you know, I used this company to get what I really wanted out of life. And I think that was one of the things that was really interesting for me, was being able to, you know, really find that niche for myself. And, you know, along the way, I found Dan.
Yay.
And it was great. It was great. And he's added so much value to my life and to this business for sure. And so, you know, I think, you know, I probably want to talk a little bit about some of the things that, you know, are really important to really learn to master. And, you know, we had a master in our business and a good mentor, and that was John Sexsmith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he really taught us to be clear and strong about why we were doing this. And I can remember the days that I would talk to him about my 90-day goal and what I really wanted. And he'd send me back again and say, that's not clear enough. Mm-hmm. And that's really not clear enough for me. And, you know, it was funny how, you know, this value prospecting that he used to teach us. And it's just really amazing to, you know, you've got to dig deep down in your soul to really, you know, it has to be strong enough that it wants you to make you want to get out of bed and be excited about life. And I think, you know, one of the things that this past year has done for me, I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's really, it really gotten me to really think out of the box even more, because we've had to use Zoom and we've had to, you know, really look at our calendars and, you know, and had to do things in a little bit of a different way. And, you know, for me, you know, I think that, you know, learning how to master, you know, the art of our step tracker. And going back to the basics is so something that, you know, I always do. Don't you agree, Dan?
I agree. But it really starts, as you mentioned, Cindy, with that very strong why. And John was fantastic at teaching people how to create that strong why, the WHY. And if you think about this concept of the why, what I like to do is give you a visualization. Think of the why as part of a picture. So if you have your why as a picture, the frame around the why should be your passion. Passion is going to enable you to achieve that why through the mechanics of the business. And frankly, what we have here is nothing more than a business that allows us to get what we want. It's a business that does allow us to do whatever we want to achieve in life through the compensation structure called velocity. That's so you got the why, and the frame around is your passion. If you don't have a strong why, forget it, nothing's gonna matter. If you don't have a strong passion, if you're not driven by passion to propel you to get to your why, you're not gonna get to your why. So those two things work hand in hand. They really are a tandem kind of combination that will get you through the business. And what we wanna do is share a little bit of our ideas and knowledge and tips about the mechanics, the fundamentals that you can use to make sure that your passion is always there and you're always moving toward your why. And it starts with something called mastering the fundamentals, mastering these five things in this business. It's that simple, guys. It's just five simple things to master. And you'll master them at different levels at different times in your development of the business. But once you've mastered all of them, you truly have achieved what you need to do to get to your why. And that passion will be there ever stronger, right, Cindy?
Right. And the first thing you've got to learn to do is create curiosity. You know, it's like, for me, creating curiosity is so exciting because, it's like people walk up to me all the time. Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? Why does your skin look so good? Why do you look young? And I look at people that are my age. I just turned 65 and I look at people that are 65 and they don't look very good. And I'm like, because I really work at it and I have a very good skincare regimen that I use, and why do you have so much energy? Why are you healthy? And it's like all of these things that I use, people are so attracted to. They're attracted to the energy. They're attracted to all these different things that you have. And, as I move around town and as I move around and, the most valuable thing you have is your network. And, your network is people that are watching you and looking at you and seeing what you're doing. And, and I think the most valuable thing you can do is listen. And that was one of the most horrible things that I was the most horrible listener. John used to tell me all the time, you are the most horrible listener. And it used to hurt my feelings. But, he never told me what I wanted to hear. He told me what I needed to hear. And that was really a very good attribute about him, because I knew that he loved me and cared about me as a human being, but he wanted me to be successful. And he would tell me things that I truly needed to know. He said, Cindy, you've got two ears and one mouth. Why are you talking so much? You need to let other people speak, because when you'll find some magical things will happen if you will listen to what people say. And, the minute I learned to do that, my life did change. Because I would listen to people. And now that I listen, I hear so many things that people need and want. And then I can provide that solution for them. So creating the curiosity for people, listening to my environment and who's around me. It's funny, I was at the Bahama Bar. I can tell stories all day long. Oh my goodness. I was our club, which we call it the Bahama Bar. And the lady was like, oh my gosh. I mean, the mosquitoes are eat my legs up. I'm like, well, I've got the perfect thing for you. And then she said, whatever it is, I'll buy it. And then she would say something like, and then all of a sudden I got to thinking, our Nutricentral packages. Listen, I love that little new Nutricentrals package that we have, the little sample kit. That is the most wonderful thing ever. It's the greatest gift when I was back in the day, when I became an executive, I shopped on for everything and gave every single person I knew a gift. And I gave them a new skin gift. And, it's funny how when you give a gift, with, you know, getting off track a little bit, as I always do, but, you know, giving them a gift, you know, of a Nu Skin product. You know, you turn them into a member, you turn them in, they turn into a brand affiliate, they can turn into a team elite. I mean, you just never know where that can, you know, lead somebody. But creating that curiosity, listening to people's what they want and need is very important. The second thing you need to learn how to do is how to invite. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I do is I've really learned to master this is when I meet somebody and I'm very excited about meeting them, you know, I ask them, are you on the social media platforms? Because, you know, I mean, obviously we can't really get out and, you know, socialize like we did before, but, you know, it's like you can use, you know, you're obviously, you can use the social distancing and use common sense. But the first thing I do is I ask them, are you on the social media platforms? And I love Facebook because I think that's one of the best social media platforms for me. And of course they are, you know, and I said, well, let me have your phone and let me put my information in, or, you know, or vice versa, whichever one is most important, you know, which way we can do it. But the best way to do it is for, you know, me to get, put my information in, or in, or they can put it in my phone, in my phone, and they can, you know, I can accept their friendship, and that away, that, and then we can become friends, we can start talking and chatting with each other, and then that's where the friendship starts at that point in time. But inviting is so important, you know, filling your calendar. You know, my calendar is so full all the time, and you know, there's times that it's not, you know, if there's big gaps in there, you need to be on the phone calling people. You should be looking at your cell phone and looking in there, and you know people, what their challenges are, what kind of challenges they have. So you should be finding, you know, reaching out to them. You know, Dan and I talk all the time. John taught us, you know, to use the word form, family, occupation, recreation, and money. How's the family? What's going on with your, you know, how's the COVID, you know, affected you? You know, go into, you know, has this affected your paycheck? You know, how's your finances? You know, these are the kinds of things that you are, you know, finding out about people, and they're going to tell you. And that's when you can set an appointment, you know, with them, to set an appointment, to sit down and talk to them. How do you handle objections? You know, and, you know, going into to AxelMe, there's all kinds of sections in there for you to go into if you're a member, and it talks all about how to handle objections, mm-hmm. you know, and teaching others how to do the same. So, and then of course, you know, we're all here, you know, anybody that's in your upline, you know, we have such an amazing group of people that you have to help you to master those types of things for those of you that are brand new in the business.
That's right. So those five things that Cindy just went through, to recap, these are the five fundamentals that you have to master in order to really do the business well. Number one, create curiosity, as Cindy mentioned. It's number two, invite people to sit down and either virtually or in person, hear about the business opportunity. Number three, present the business, present the opportunity that we have that will solve the problems and the issues that they face. We have a solution to the issue that they're facing right now, I guarantee you. Number four is to handle objections and close the process, close the deal, if you will. And number five is teach others to do the same. It's called the cycle of duplication, but these are the five ways to learn the business, five fundamentals you have to learn in order to master the business and be successful. And the way that you can find out how you're doing in each area is a great tool that was developed years ago through the predecessor to AxelMe called GPN. And this is called the Step Tracker. It's a nifty little tool. It's not fancy, but it's very simple but straightforward that you can use, especially with your mentor, your coach in the business, to see how you're doing in each area. Do you agree, Cindy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not fancy, you know, because it's just a simple, you know, way to, you know, you get points, you sit down, you do point, you'll give yourself points. How many people have you talked to? How many people did you enroll? How many, you know, and it's a way for you to kind of know where you're weak in the business so that therefore you can get some help in those areas, mm-hmm. which is really interesting.
Should we show it? See, sure. We're going to share our screen for the Step Tracker and I'll show you what this is all about. This is, if it comes up, this is something that's pretty helpful. It's been very helpful to people we know in the business for many, many years. And we use it with our team. We use it with people who are really wanting to really wanting to develop the business. I'm not seeing that it's being shared right now for some reason. So let's see what's going on. Yeah, I don't see that it's being shared for some reason. I don't know why. Anyway, the step tracker, you can find it at axelme.com. Go into AxelMe, go into the training section, and you'll find that this is what you need to use to stay on track. And basically what it does is it allows you to set a target for the number of people you want to call per week and the number of people you want to present to per week, the number of times that you close the deal or sell a product or enroll someone in the business per week, and the number of people that you teach to do the same. And each one of these categories will help move your process forward and will help develop volume, because that's how we get paid. That's the end goal here, is to create volume, develop leaders in the business like yourselves, and to move the process forward. And the step tracker will be a black and white accountability tool that will allow you to see where you stand, where you're deficient, where you need some help and assistance, and you use the support of your coach, your mentor in the business, to work hand in hand to make that a very, very effective way to build. Yep. So what do we do next? Well, then you need to make sure that you plan your work. Cindy has a great way of planning every Sunday night, right?
Absolutely. You know, we were taught early in the business that, you know, first we had a 90-day goal, but we always planned our work on Sunday night. You know, we figured out what we needed to do on Sunday night. And I have a Google Calendar that, you know, most of you that know me well know and have seen it. And it's all color coded. And I have everything color coded for a reason, because I have to be organized. I'm a very organized person. I have to know what I'm doing. I have to be able to plan out my work. I spend more time planning than I do working, because I want to be effective and I want to be sure that whenever I pull the trigger on things that I'm, you know, doing the right, that I'm, you know, making, doing the right actions. So, so whenever I plan my work on Sunday night, all week long, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. I follow up with everybody. Just, you know, everything is just right in front of me of what I need to do. So I know exactly the night before I call everybody, just like a real business. This is a real business. So I'm following up with people. You know, I've got an OIC chart so that I can see who I'm working with. I know that Debbie McPhillips said today, she put a note at the, on the notes that she was, you know, feels sometimes like, you know, she's kind of going up and down, you know, and she doesn't feel stable sometimes. Well, that's natural. So, you know, we've had some of the same issues happen to us. So one of the things that will happen is, until you find the people and the right people, you will feel this way, you know, because people will come in like they're going to set the world on fire. And the bottom line is they'll end up, some of them doing nothing, and some of them will just be a customer, and that's fine. And we're happy with those, because we are built on our business is built on satisfied customers, and we're happy with that, you know, and that's okay. So, you know, not everybody's going to come in and be like us. You know, one of the things that, you know, I like to talk about is red flags. You know, red flags are, you know, it's insane how many people want to be followers. You know, I just, I'm always looking for people that want to be leaders, you know, and when people come to me and I'll be sitting down with them and they'll be talking to me and they'll say, well, you know, Cindy, I just don't want to disappoint you. And I'm like, oh dear Lord, you know, it's not about me. It's about you and you building your business and moving forward and building your own, doing this for yourself. But it's insane at how many people in today's world want to just, you know, settle for mediocrity. And it's okay, I guess, if that's what they want. But you are looking for people that really see this for what this business is really worth. And are they going to do the work? You know, I have people, I talk to people every day. And I mean, so many people want to do this business. They say they do. But are they really willing to do the work and be able to do this and actually do what it takes to you know, make this thing really work for themselves?
But it's really no different than any other business. And it's the 80-20 rule. 80% of the people will be followers. They will be part of the pack. 20% will be the leaders. They'll make most of the money. It's true in real estate. It's true in the automobile sales industry. It's true in everything that's business related. And this business is no different. It's the 80-20 rule. So the thing that Cindy mentioned about the stair steps or the staircase or the escalator, as I like to say, is this business has some days going on the up escalator and some days going on the down escalator. And you just have to accept the fact that both directions are going to occur in your business at some point, and probably for the rest of your business. We have setbacks from time to time, just like everyone else, but we celebrate the victories so that the setbacks become relatively insignificant. More than that, we try to learn from the setbacks, learn from the things that have not worked out so well, so that we don't repeat those same mistakes, so that we can teach our teams not to make those mistakes as well, and so that we can learn how to improve and make the victories even bigger. So if you're feeling like you've had a setback or two in the business, that's normal. If you weren't experiencing setbacks, you'd be pretty bizarre. You'd probably be a Martian. You wouldn't be normal. You would be abnormal. They don't exist in this business. Everyone has setbacks, but the thing to do is to focus on the things that are working, and those things that you're having a struggle with or having a hard time with, work with your mentor or work with your coach to see how you can develop the skills to achieve what you want in the business.
Well, I feel like, you know, through the years, I never missed this call. Never. And, you know, it's amazing. No matter where I was at in life, I always built my whole life around this 30 minutes because it was important to John. Plus, I respected John. I knew that he put a lot of time and a lot of effort, and the information that he was presenting on Thursday night was something that was a true value. And, you know, it's like, you know, I always walked away with something that I didn't walk in with. And I feel like if you want to build a huge business, you've got to be educated. And, you know, this is like, you know, I feel like whenever I started this business, it was something I'd never done before. And I felt like I really needed to be a student. And I think that most people, when they, I don't think every, no one wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, I'm going to get into a business like this. I don't believe they say that. You know, I think that, you know, people get into these types of businesses because they want to leverage themselves. They want to make a better life for themselves. And I think that they want to get into this because they want to learn. And so these are the types of calls and things that, you know, this is part of like an impending event. Now, you know, there'll be a lot of things that will be coming up in the not too distant future. The first of the year is coming around. There'll be things from the company. There'll be things that, you know, new products that will be introduced. Those are types of things that in order for you to introduce them to other people, you have to understand it and know what they do so that you can introduce them to other people as well. So as a leader, you have to know all these different things. So you have to be educated yourself. The most valuable thing you can do is, you know, set an example. You know, as a mother, as a leader, or any, you know, when we first got in the business, when Giselle used to tell me, she goes, well, John too, she'd say, you know, that, you know, to get to the MBA, you have to, you know, get a degree in street psychology. And boy, she wasn't kidding. Because when you deal with people, you're going to get a degree in street psychology because you're going to deal with a lot of different personalities. You're going to see a lot of red flags. You're going to get people that tell you all day long, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make you more money than you can spend, more than you ever dreamed to make. And yes, guess what? And they really don't. But, you know, but it's okay. But then there's some that do. So you have to treat everybody equally and, you know, give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And that's the most important thing, is that, you know, you have to do that. You know, red flags are people that, you know, that don't get on these calls. You know, if you can't spend 30 minutes out of a 7-day work week, this is a business that's not for you. You know, that's just my opinion, you know, and I tell people early on when I first interview them, just a quick story. I was talking with a woman yesterday that I've been trying to prospect for a year or two, and she has a tremendous network, and she's a beautiful lady, and she'd seen, you know, my weight loss, and she'd seen some different things, and she and I always had some mutual admiration for one another, and she wanted to get on the TR90 program. So we were in the midst of placing her order, and she said to me, oh, that jump starts a little pricey. And I said, I said, you know what? I thought you said you wanted to do the program. I said, so you're carrying like a Louis Vuitton bag there that's about $3,000, $4,000. And this is going to change your health. And, you know, you're complaining about a $110 jumpstart tee. I said, listen, I'm not remotely interested in trying to talk you into anything. People that try to talk people into things, nothing's going to work for them if you try to talk them into things. So, you know, you either want to do this and make it work for yourself, or, you know, it's not for you. So, you know, and these are the types of things that you have to be able to share with people. You know, if it's happened to me through the years. So, you know, that posture, it takes time to develop. So that's why you have you know, your mentors and people to help you with these types of things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people that are not engaged, that don't get on the calls, you know, that, you know, they're not interested in getting their volumes where they need to be. They're not talking to people. They're not calling you, you know, people that call me all the time. I love them. You know, the people that I say, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Right. You know, I remember, you know, I'll pick on Sashi just a little bit from then in the very beginning of her early stages of the business. I mean, she would call me 3, 4, 5 times a day. I mean, it was interesting. And now she barely calls me. I tell Giselle all the time, she's left the nest, you know, because, you know, she just doesn't need me like she did, you know. And it was so, I love that about, you know, about them, because, you know, you can see when people don't call as much, they pretty much got it, you know, and they really understand the business, you know. And then with, I love Kate, because Kate would call, Kate still calls me quite a bit because we talk quite a bit. We talk every day. She says, you know what? I talk to you more than I talk to my mother. I'm like, oh, well, I'm your second mother then, because I'm as old as she is, but it's funny. But you know, it's interesting, you know, how you develop all these relationships with people, and you know, it's, and you just love this business for that reason, because you choose them for friends if you just knew them. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back onto track here. So what are we missing, Dan?
You want to set examples for your team, for the people that are in your organization. Are you a product user? Are you using all the products? Or if a team member or one of your executives or up-and-coming leaders comes to your home and invariably uses the restroom, and as people will do from time to time, maybe looks under your counter and sees imposter products, products not from the company, what does that say about your commitment to the business, your love of the product? So are you a product of the product? Are you demonstrating what you are teaching to people? Are you doing, you know, we call it walking the walk, not just talking the talk. Are you really doing what it takes to be a leader in the business and develop a large, sustainable consumer base? Are you following up with your consumers, your customers? Because everyone needs a customer base in this business. Are you servicing those customers so that they're going to be long-term? We have lifetime customers. People have been with us on the product for 3 decades. This is what you want. These are people you want to have in your business all day, every day. Are you doing things that will really show that you're a leader? If you're not, maybe this is something to brush up on. Are you trying to talk people into the business? Are you trying to drag people over the finish line? Are you trying to cajole people into using the products? As Cindy mentioned, doesn't work. Might work once, maybe twice, but eventually, sooner than you think, these people will fall by the wayside. They'll no longer use the products and they'll no longer do the business. All goes back to what we talked about at the very beginning. They have to want this business for themselves way more than you want it for them. If you want it more for them than they want it for themselves, it's a recipe for failure. It just is. So make sure that they develop that why, that strong why, and it's got a frame of passion around it, and they will succeed far greater than you ever believed. One other red flag is staying with the wrong person for too long. There are some times when we just want it so bad for that person. We know this person is going to be a great, fantastic rock star in this business. They have all kinds of talent. They have an amazing network. They have great skills, wonderful speaker, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we just know that they can do it if they just want to do it, but they don't have the why, they don't have the passion. Staying with that person too long will sap your energy, sap your time, and really drag you down if you allow it to do so. So let the person make that decision about whether he or she really wants to do this business. Don't want it for them more than they want it for themselves.
Well, in other words, and you also want to surface people that's underneath them, that's in their list.
Yes.
You know, that is the most important.
Work through them to their leaders that are down below in their network.
Right. And that's one of the things that, you know, that if you don't get anything else out of this call tonight, you want to drive your lines and you want to surface leaders underneath leaders underneath leaders, because that's where you're going to find the true enthusiasm. You're going to find people that are going to really want to, you know, you're going to get some real enthusiasm is whenever you drive the lines, and, you know, you're going to get some stability from there.
Yep. So there's so many things that, you know, we could talk about to avoid as red flags, but I think a lot of it comes down to common sense. You're going to develop a feeling in your gut after you've been in the business for a while about what's working, what's not. You're going to develop kind of a sixth sense about whether people are genuinely interested in improving their own situation and whether they're willing to work for it with your assistance in the beginning, of course. and ultimately to, as you say, Cindy, leave the nest, because that's the ultimate goal, is to develop a leader who is standing on his or her own 2 feet and leaves the last nest and goes on to develop their own business. There are so many things that we could probably recommend to do or not to do, but probably the most important thing is the final item on our list, and that is to never quit.
Well, and also, you know, I'm going to, you know, one of the things I want to do is I got to get Yana and Anton Bonday on this call. You know, we're going to interview them. And, you know, I'm going to get to the bottom of how many people he really talked to, because he made a commitment that he says, I want to make a $200,000 check. And he says, I'm willing to talk to, and I think it was either 800 people or 1,000 people. And somebody told me, I think it was around 330 he talked to. So one of the things that I want
to show. And then he got to his goal, right?
Right. And he got to his goal.
Good.
And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, this is a numbers game. It's a matter of how many people you're willing to talk to. It doesn't matter who says no, because we're only concerned about the people that say yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, you know, and the key thing is that the more people you talk to, the better you get at it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, so in the beginning, you're like, you know, this is just really, you know, it's kind of like, it's kind of awkward. But as you talk to people and as you share the products and as you get more success, you know, it's funny how the more you use the products, the better you look. The more you talk about things, the better your verbiage, you know, the more intelligently you can speak, we'll put it that way.
And your posture develops too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that you want to do, is the more you do this, the better you get at it. And, you know, that's the thing that's exciting, is that, you know, like the, I think it was somebody told me that the first 50 people they talked to, it was like not all that great. But after that, it was like everybody wanted to jump in with them. They, most everybody wants to be a customer. And you want to make sure, you know, that, you know, you're developing that good, solid, you know, customer or member base. And because out of those members, you'll be very surprised at how many people will surface and want to do this with you, because it's a whole lot easier to share this business with somebody that already believes in the product line. Mm-hmm. So true. Christmas is a great time, guys. You know, that's one of the things that was exciting for me. You know, there was a lot of new skin under a lot of Christmas trees that year when I became an executive, because the comp plan was way different back then. It was a lot harder, you know. So, you know, and, you know, I was just a simple girl, young at the time. And you know what? I just was on fire for this business. And I wanted to absolutely make this, you know, change my life and move forward and have things that, you know, that I never thought I could accomplish. And, you know, this business has really changed our lives, and it's changed so many others. And that's one of the reasons why I love it so much, is it's not mm-hmm. really about the money. It's about what you can do to help other people move their lives in a more positive environment. And that's a very positive thing to be able to share with others.
The money doesn't hurt either, does it?
No.
No, in all seriousness, guys, this is a great business. The relationships you're developing now and in the future will be lifetime relationships. It's a priceless attribute of this business that you just can't begin to imagine. So enjoy the ride. Have fun along the way. We're here to be of support in any way, shape, or form that we can. We're going to be back next week. That's December 17, which probably is going to be the last installment in this series for the year 2020, a year of momentous events, to be sure, but we're certainly excited about what's coming in 2021. But come back next week. We'll be sharing some information about that speaker in short order. And thanks always to our executive producer, my beautiful bride, Cindy DeMay. She brings these calls to all of us every single week and puts a lot of effort into organizing them, recruiting the speakers, developing the game plan, and so forth. So they would not happen without her tireless devotion to the
success. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not that hard, honestly. I enjoy it so much, and I love each and every one of you. This business is just the most amazing thing that I've ever done in my life. I wouldn't change a thing about it. I just would just love it all. And thank you all so much for joining us tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing all of you next week.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.